So the first question is, when and why did you decide to become a teacher?
When I wanted to be a teacher, I always wanted to be a teacher ever since I was young. But yes. It was always like different types of teacher, like piano teacher, math teacher, English teacher, Korean teacher. It always changed. I never had like a set subject that I wanted to teach. Mm-hmm. But as I got older, I actually studied in a field that wasn't related to teaching because my parents wanted me to. But I kind of found out that that's not what I wanted to do, and I really wanted to be a teacher. So that's how I got into the field, and that's why I'm in school to become one right now, in the process of becoming a high school teacher.
So you wanted to be a teacher since you were young, mm-hmm. and now you are a teacher.
Yeah, now I'm fulfilling my dreams.
So how do you like feel your first day as a teacher was?
First day. I mean, it wasn't easy because I didn't really know what to do because it's my first time. But as I got more experience, I got more comfortable with it, and I have more confidence now. And I know how to, I learn a lot of like management skills. So, but compared to the first day, I feel much, much more confident, and I feel like I know how to manage. But first day was very nervous. I was very nervous. And
so you didn't know what to do?
Yeah, of course. It was my first.
You know me.
It was first day, so I didn't know what to do. So I was nervous, and I was kind of scared.
Okay. So then, so before you became a teacher, you thought it would be easy or something?
Before I became a teacher? Yeah.
So now it's like different? Like now you know
what it's actually. Now I know like what the requirements are, what I need to prepare for like a good class, good lesson. And now because I see all these like things that I have to do, it's definitely not easy. It's not what I expected.
Yes.
So yeah.
So since you're like a teacher of like 5 students, mm-hmm. then how would you like us to remember you?
As a scary teacher.
Scary teacher? Yeah. Why?
Because none of you have, everyone doesn't listen. I have to remind you every day, every 5 minutes, stop talking. Please concentrate on your work. So you guys need some discipline.
Okay.
But also, I kind of wanted to be remembered as a teacher that like taught me something. It doesn't have to be everything, but at least one thing, like when you later in your life, when you're doing something and you realize, oh, I remember Kelly's teacher taught me how to do this.
Oh, okay. It's like, okay, so before you became a teacher, mm-hmm. did anyone, was there like a teacher that actually made you want to become a teacher? Like a mentor?
Someone who kind of inspired me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's see. Well, my 4th grade teacher, she kind of inspired me. Like, she kind of showed me what a good teacher was. Mm-hmm. Because when I first came to U.S., that's when I was in 3rd grade. So I didn't know how to speak English at that time. But then my teacher, my 4th grade teacher, she helped me out a lot. She always asked me to bring in stuff into the classroom to do, like, a presentation to the classroom so that I'll practice my communication skills.
Uh-huh.
And